Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Albanese government came to power promising to restore integrity to federal politics, and establishing a national anti-corruption commission was a key plank in this policy reform. But in the 3 years since the NACC began, it's been marked by issues, culminating in the resignation of its inaugural commissioner, Paul Brereton, on Monday. He appeared before Senate estimates the following day.
I have become a distraction. Every time the chief executive officer comes up here, he has to answer questions about me. The press attention is focused on me and my interests. That is, the need to defend that has become a distraction, and that is basically why I have decided that it is in the interests of the organisation that I remove that distraction.
The former New South Wales judge with long-standing ties to defence will finish up in July, 2 years short of his five-year term. He was asked by Green Senator David Shoebridge whether he accepted any responsibility for having become a distraction.
I think everyone contributes to their own downfall, if you like, in some ways, and I'm sure I have contributed to this in some ways.
In 2024, the inspector of the NACC found he had committed officer misconduct when he failed to adequately remove himself from the decision-making process as the commission processed referrals from the Robodebt Royal Commission. One central issue was Mr. Brereton's professional association with Catherine Campbell, a former senior public servant who was one of the people who had been referred. He disclosed the association delegated the decision on whether to investigate the referrals to a deputy, was not found to have acted illegally, and made a mistake of law or fact. Now a fresh inspector investigation, which deals with consultancy work undertaken for the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force, is currently pending.
The investigation is ongoing and is incomplete, and it is inappropriate to comment further on the status of an ongoing investigation.
Mr. Brereton continues to deny wrongdoing, despite taking the decision to quit. The controversy surrounding its leader adds to broader criticism of the NACC. The watchdog initially declined to investigate the Robodebt scandal before reversing course, and ultimately finding two individuals had engaged in serious corrupt conduct. It's also been criticised for a perceived reluctance to hold hearings in public and being slow to respond to referrals. Green Senator Barbara Pocock says she personally referred a matter relating to the consultancy PwC on the day the NACC started. She says she still hasn't received any information about her complaint.
I feel like I'm on the set of Catch-22, Commissioner.
Well,
I need to know, and as the person who made the referral, where this referral is at. And I think it's fair enough after 3 years.
It's not just the Greens that have been critical. The NACC was an election promise from Labor during the 2022 election campaign. As key independents campaigned hard on integrity and transparency in politics, now Helen Haynes, Zali Stegall, David Pocock and others have joined growing calls for reform in the institution. By Friday, Attorney General Michelle Rowland conceded in an interview with ABC Radio the current chaos could present a chance to reset the institution.
I acknowledge, and I know that Helen Haynes, for example, has been making public comments on this, and she and I work very constructively together. I want your listeners to understand that this is an opportunity, I think, with the Commissioner's resignation, and also we have a vacancy as a Deputy Commissioner, for a reset on this. I appreciate that this is not only an important integrity body, but it also needs to have public support in terms of perception as well as in practice.
Senator David Pocock has suggested a lower threshold for hearings to be held in public and a fresh investigation into the Robodebt scheme as potential steps forward. Michelle Rowland says she will engage across the Parliament as part of the process of appointing a new commissioner while leaving the door open to broader reform.
In terms of the legislative basis of how the Commission operates, there is a statutory review mechanism that will come into effect next year. But in the meantime, I am working as Attorney General with the Oversight Committee of the Parliament to look at ways in which the operation of the NAC can be more efficient and effective. So that work is underway.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Some internet wobbles when things get tough. Ours? Rock solid. Built for speed and reliability, and backed by real local experts right here in Australia.
Yep, the kind who actually fix things for you, not just read from a script. NBN plans begin at just $49.95 per month. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.